Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. It's a tropical storm right now, but Idalia is about to become a hurricane and make landfall on the west coast of Florida Wednesday. CBS's Christiane Benavides on preparations.
I'm very hopeful. I'm praying.
It's all hands on deck in Tampa's Hillsborough County. Residents preparing for the potential power of Hurricane Idalia, filling sandbags, bracing for up to 11 feet of storm surge along the Florida coast.
After Ian last year, I'm actually keeping a hurricane kit because Ian kind of snuck up on us.
19 counties are under emergency evacuation orders, officials warning millions of residents along Florida's west coast to get to higher ground.
A gunman opened fire at UNC Chapel Hill, killing a faculty member, Chancellor Kevin Gustowich.
In response, we've canceled classes for the rest of today and have canceled classes for tomorrow. We've sent an email with resources for our students, faculty, and staff.
In Florida, a sheriff's helicopter crashed into an apartment building. Two people were killed. Broward County Sheriff Gregory Toney.
A fire broke out on board. They did their very best, from my understanding now, to try to extinguish that fire. But additional mechanical issues occurred, resulting in our unit crashing into one of our local residents here.
On the 60th anniversary of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law, President Biden said the country must continue to stand up to hate.
But hate never dies. It just hides. It hides under the rocks. And when someone breathes a little oxygen in, it comes out roaring out. And silence, silence is complicity. And we're not going to remain silent.
The Federal Trade Commission and several attorneys general have taken action against a fake roommate matching service.
The agency and the state AGs say Roomster enticed consumers to pay to see living arrangement listings that the company said were authentic, but often turned out to be fake. Roomster's accused of using affiliate marketers to place phony listings on other sites like Craigslist that sent consumers to its platform, where people then paid fees only to discover those listings didn't exist.
We now know former President Trump will stand trial in March next year on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. Meanwhile, in Georgia, Trump's former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was looking to get his election interference case moved from state to federal court. He testified that he organized that phone call between Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State because, as he says, it was part of his job. It was on that phone call when the former president asked for help getting additional votes in the state to help overturn the election. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 60, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, this will be a Matthew Monday edition.
Oh, no, Matt's on Mondays on the radio. It's going to be a tough one. Crudy, good to see you. Nate, working the board hard. We appreciate that. Our fair audience, welcome.
Well, just a small point of distinction. I didn't say math. Mathy. Math adjacent.
Oh, like truthy.
Like truthy. We're going to do a Mathy Monday edition. Welcome to it, folks. Dom, a couple of things. The House GOP is hoping to defund the investigation and prosecution of Donald Trump.
Defund the police, Crudy?
Something of that sort, Dom.
To interfere in a lawful prosecution of a political ally for the benefit of his election? That's what the House wants to do? That seems like weaponizing the government to me, man.
It seems very totalitarian adjacent, Dom. Also, Donald Trump's got a trial date on the January 6th, and it's coming up pretty rapidly. Now, a few of our legal scholars have not been encouraging. They've been a little pessimistic about how quickly this trial will proceed, Dom. But the trial, the January 6th, the federal trial of Donald Trump, the former president, scheduled to start the Monday before Super Tuesday. Oh, and the right's losing its mind. They feel like that's purposeful, Matt. Less than conspicuous, the timing of the start of the trial. Donald Trump will be at trial when Super Tuesday's happening, Dom. That's a lot of states. That's a lot of delegates in the GOP nomination process on the ballot that day.
Monday, March 4th, 2024. And his, of course, his attorneys and the Republicans all very upset about this. 7 months away. They got plenty of time.
Well, they asked for 2026, Dom.
April of 2026. That wasn't going to happen.
You know, after the election and the whatever. They didn't get it. Chutkin said March of 2024. I pray to God that is the date, Dom.
Oh, I think it's going, if it's not on that, you know, perhaps say she has a little bit of give here and there, lots of things to happen between now and then with motions and timing and whatnot. But if that's what she's pushing, I think it's going to be very close to that.
Dominic, between myself, I did a little math off the radio, and the Washington Post, they've laid out the, let's just call it the election calendar, the primary calendar, and the onset of the multiple Trump trials being set for the spring and winter, Dom. Well, it's going to be a busy, busy time up around here. We're going to have a good time. But let's get back to the mathiness in our own backyard. And when I say mathiness, the Republicans sometimes like to utilize sort of a math-adjacent technique. And we're going to talk how that plays out in the case of Wisconsin, what? She's named election commissioner, Megan Wolf. She is what? She heads the elections commission, but she's not on the elections commission. So anyways, let's get to the reporting of Molly Beck. Maybe she'll do a better job of explaining it because it is a Monday. The state's legislative attorneys disagree with the Republican Senate leader's analysis of state law. That's shocking. That he is using to move forward with proceedings that could oust the state's top election official from her job leading the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Again, I talk about Megan Wolf. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu in June launched confirmation proceedings for Commission Administrator Megan Wolf, even though the bipartisan panel of elections commissioners failed to put forward four votes. Here's the mathy part, Dom. Failed to put forward four votes to renominate her for another term. A majority vote required under state law. A hearing on her nomination is scheduled to take place tomorrow. In a June meeting to address the end of Wolf's term, commissioners deadlocked and how to respond to a push from Republican lawmakers to oust Wolf over discontent with the outcome of the 2020 election. Well, you know, because they're making this up, Dom.
Oh, right.
Who is this? My brain's trying to figure out, well, is this the truth or is this what they're claiming the truth? Well, they're discontent. They're discontented with facts, Dom. That's the problem. Pardon me. The GOP lawmakers hope to oust Wolf over discontent with the outcome of the 2020 election and the practices the commission recommended to help voters navigate the coronavirus pandemic, some of which have since been deemed illegal by Wisconsin judges. That was before the turning of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, though, Dom. And Democratic election commissioners and Republican lawmakers each deployed unexpected legal maneuvers that week in the fight over Wolf's future. Unexpected. Unusual trades.
Crudy, Molly Beck reminds us, first, Democratic commissioners abstained from voting on a motion to reappoint Wolf to her job in an effort to protect her from Republican senators who had signaled they would fire her if the reappointment was forwarded to them. With just three of the six commissioners not voting, the motion to reappoint Wolf failed without a majority. Democrats argued that there is no need for a vote because of a recent state Supreme Court ruling that sided with Frederick Preen, a former Natural Resources Board chairman who decided to stay in his position nearly 2 years after his term expired. Isn't it weird how things come around and kind of bite you in the ass like that? The ruling's majority opinion said that the expiration of a term does not create a vacancy, meaning that holdovers in any position appointed by the governor can remain until a confirmation hearing is held by the state Senate. With commissioners failing to forward an appointment to the Senate, Democrats argued Wolf could remain in her job indefinitely. But a day later, Senate Republicans moved forward anyway. LeMahieu contended the 3-0 commission vote that resulted in a failed motion to reappoint Wolf was actually enough votes to reappoint Wolf, even though state law says such votes require a majority of commissioners or four votes. 1, 2, 3, 4. And Crudy, how many votes were there?
Three, Dom. One.
One, two, three.
That's where the mathy part comes in.
Mathy. And then three is less than four, right?
Last time I checked, but I was never great with the math, if you know what I'm saying.
All right, but the law requires four. We can all agree on that, right? All right.
Well, not your buddy LeMahieu.
Meh. They could have voted no. They didn't vote no. That would have been a tie vote, but it was a unanimous vote, LeMahieu said, after a floor session during which Republicans voted to move forward with Wolf's nomination. 3-0 is a two-thirds vote. As a result, Republican state senators voted to pass a resolution to take up Wolf's reappointment, and Senator Dan Knodel, who leads the Senate Elections Committee, set a hearing for Tuesday, I believe, it's till tomorrow. But Wolf said last week she will not appear after Democratic Attorney General Josh Call said there's no vacancy to fill based on the recent Supreme Court ruling. Now, Crudy, the Wisconsin Legislative Council, in a new memo says an appointment or a reappointment requires 4 votes under state law.
No, quote, I'm pretty sure you only need three. Three?
No. Hold on. No, LeMahieu. State law requires a majority of WC commissioners to appoint an administrator. Currently, a majority constitutes at least 4 votes. Legislative Council attorneys Katie Bender Olson and Peggy Hurley wrote in an analysis prepared at the request of State Senator Mark Spreitzer, a Democratic member of the Senate's Elections Commission Committee. Based on the statutory text and conventions of statutory interpretations in Wisconsin, the best interpretation of state law is that appointment of a WEC administrator requires 4 votes of the commission, the attorney wrote. This is because the provision relating directly to the appointment of an administrator refers to a majority of the members of the commission and not to a majority of those voting, because actions of the commission generally require a 2/3 vote. Such state law refers to members present and voting in other statutory provisions, but refers to a majority of the members for appointing WEC administrator. If a majority of a commission meant a majority of those members voting, then appearance of this language in other statutes would be
superfluous.
Superfluous. Thank you. A spokesman for LeMahieu did not immediately respond to a request. Told reporters in June, an attorney supported his argument. Hey, LeMahieu's got an attorney to support his argument. I wonder if it was the same attorney who said, yeah, go ahead and sign the fraudulent elector scheme. Maybe you should get some different attorneys.
Do you think he's being represented by Kenneth Cheesebro?
Cheesebro.
Rudy, maybe, perhaps. Maybe, yeah. Eastman, Jeffrey Clark. James Bob. Yeah, maybe no. James Bob.
No, who's Ron Johnson's attorney buddy?
Jim Troupas.
Yeah. Yes.
Jim Troupas. So, if I understand correctly, Dom, the state's legislative council has said that the Republican interpretation is really weak and should not be the interpretation we use.
I mean,
which
weak,
is why
weak would imply it might be have some semblance of standing.
No, it might be wrong. Colorable in some way, shape, or form.
It's totally wrong. It's the majority. You need four. Your own attorneys told you need 4. So LeMahieu, who was your attorney? And go ahead. Let's talk about this more. Let's bring him up. State your case, man. Tell your own attorneys they're wrong.
Well, they're not his attorneys. If you've noted them, while the Republicans continuously spend the taxpayers' dollars in defense of meritless positions, they do so with private counsel. Because, of course, they want to shape the interpretation of their counsel. They are the clients, right? Not we, the people. We don't use legislative counsel, according to Republicans, you know, because they don't like their interpretations of Wisconsin constitutional law.
It stops them from doing what they want. Hey, just for the record, 4 is greater than 3.
I'm not clear. What's the number of the beast anyways, Dom? You would know that.
Let's hear it. 844-967-2789. We are the Devil's Evidence, coming back with your calls and more on Ron Johnson.
The count. They call me the count because I love to.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have 1 foot in tomorrow.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome to join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Sounds like the UW marching band. They're getting ready, Tom. Big kickoff coming this Saturday, 2:30 p.m. all across the Civic Media Network. You know, we got Badgers on four different stations. And better yet, you can stream them, Dom. You know, some of the major league sports, we don't have the streaming rights here at Civic Media, but we do on Badger football. So very excited. WRJN, that's going to be our Badger flagship station. 1400 a.m. You can listen to the Badgers this Saturday. Pre-game starting at 12:30, kickoff at 2:30. But you can listen on 1400 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee Metro, Dom. And if you want crystal clear coverage anywhere, well, you can stream the game right here on the Civic Media app. Get it in your pocket. But we're playing the Badger game all across the state. WFHR, 1320 a.m. in North Central Wisconsin. WLAK, Amory, Wisconsin. Lake Air. And WRCE Radio from the Center, News from the Center, Badgers from Richland Center on WRCE. So very excited about the upcoming kickoff. And Dom, I don't know if you noticed, I got my Brewer cap on right now, man. Brewers won 8 in a row. This team is red hot. The Brewers are going to the World Series, or at least the playoffs. I'm feeling pretty nice, confident. Pretty.
I went to the game yesterday. Actually got the first crack at the Civic Media seats.
Oh, no one.
Club level. Yeah, man. Went to the game. Had a great time.
Did you go back in the PNC bar area, the club area?
No. I didn't make it back there. But, yeah, it was great. It was a beautiful sunny day, of course. A glorious victory, like a 7-run, 6-inning or something like that. It was a lot of fun. So, thank you, Civic Media. Great seats. Folks, if you ever get an opportunity to call in and, you know, do something to win those seats, take that opportunity. Trust me.
We might have some Phillies tickets for this weekend, but not today. You'll have to keep listening all week long, each and every day.
You big tease. Crudy, the Badgers, though, I know your beloved Badgers. I know you're super excited. I had to pull it up. The AP rankings right now has Wisconsin Badger ranked number 19. How do you feel about that ranking, man?
I feel great going into the preseason, ranked 19th. How could I feel bad about that, man? We got a new coach. I mean, no offense to a young man named Graham Mertz, but this highly touted, most highly recruited quarterback in the history of Wisconsin recruiting, it's a bit of a bust. I mean, he had one really, really good game and like three very questionable seasons. So I'm very happy that we're moving on from Graham Mertz. And I gotta be honest, Dom, I was never a big Paul Chryst guy. You know that. Not since Paul Chryst gave a speech at the convention center here in town, the Monona Convention Center. And he, what was the warm-up act for Scott Walker the day he was introduced as the head football coach? And I don't know who was the worst public speaker. It was close. I mean, probably Paul Chryst is a worse public speaker than Scott Walker. He was bad. Now, Jim Leonard, I liked him quite a bit. I wish he was given the opportunity, but if you're going to go big and you're going to win championships, you go get a guy that used to be an Ohio State coach, Luke Fickell. I got high aspirations for this season. And we got a 240-pound quarterback, this Tyler Mordecai, man. I think he's a really big kid. I have not seen him play in person, but I look forward to hosting a few friends at the house up the cabin, going to do a little Badger game thing. Dom, and when I go up to the cabin, I can listen to it on the radio, 1320 a.m., or I can always stream it. Perfect, Matt LePay. And actually, it's no longer Mike Lucas. I believe Tauscher is going to offer the color commentary. Mark Tauscher, known to many Badger fans. But very excited to be the Badger Football Network affiliate in four different markets across the state of Wisconsin. You know, this is what I live for, Dom. This and the politics. But mostly the sports. But this is a Mathy Monday edition. Here's a math equation for you, Dom.
All right.
1, 1, 3, 5, 8, 0, 9 plus 215.
That sounds like a 4-time indicted, 2-time impeached, soon to be felon. That's what that sounds like to me.
Or at least the underestimate of the man's weight. That is the booking number.
809.
That is the Trump booking number. And of course, what he self-reputed his weight to be. I don't believe him, man. 215.
Come on. You know, it was interesting. Seeing a lot of batters, you know, watching the ball game yesterday at I guess American Family Field, watching the Brewers play. And, you know, some of these guys are like, you know, 6'1", 6'2", 215, 215, 220. You know, they don't look at anything like Donald Trump.
They call them power hitters usually at those. You know, a guy in Major League Baseball that's like 6'2", 6'3", 215, it's probably hitting a 3 or 4 slot in the order. It's probably a power hitter.
Yeah. So, so Donald Trump is a, you know, basically a Major League Baseball player.
You know, he did play baseball. He claimed he was getting scouted, but it is my understanding, and we covered this story some years ago, it's all a lie. He was a terrible hitter. And we researched, and someone actually went to the summer league that he played in and pulled up like the old, you know, because they keep scorebooks, right? I mean, and there's no way the guy batted over like the Mendoza line. Low 200s, tops. He was never a big league prospect, that guy.
Come on, are you kidding me? He just went off on his propaganda Twitter that said he won the course championship again this year. You know? So congratulations, Mr. Ex-President.
Well, he might be a major league BSer. I'd believe that about him. I mean, Rick Riley, a guy from Sports Illustrated, wrote a book about the former president and his propensity for basically cheating at the game of golf. And golf is a good sign of personal character. You know, a man that cheats at golf. And I don't mean, you know, improving your lie a little. I mean, a guy who, like, you know, drops 2-3 balls, improve. Anyway, so let's just say he lacks for personal character.
No.
And a short game. And 215 my ass. He probably shoots 215 on 18. Come back with us. More Devils. When you've said Devils, you've said it all.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 60, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a mathy Monday edition. Not great at math on the radio. Try to avoid it. Dom, we promised thee a little bit of Rojo coverage, but before we go there, the president's wife coming to my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin, a little bit later this week. Jesse OPP Apoyan reporting over at the Journal Sentinel. First Lady Jill Biden will visit Madison on Thursday to highlight the importance of cancer screenings, meet with teachers, and attend a campaign fundraiser with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. I would ask you, Dom, who do the Republicans have running against Tammy Baldwin?
Let's see. Nobody, with the exception of a possibility. Former Milwaukee County Sheriff David DeClair Jr. has not said no yet.
He's not said no. Dom, it's the second visit to Wisconsin from the Biden family this month. President Joe Biden touted Bidenomics as a path to strengthening the middle class in an August 15th visit to a manufacturing plant in Milwaukee. I was there. We brought it to you live right here on the Civic Media Network. The president also visited a union training center in DeForest earlier this year. The first couple's visits, along with the Republican presidential debate held last week in Milwaukee, illustrate the key role Wisconsin will play in the upcoming national elections. Dom, that's why we're here, because we know that this is a key state. Dom, the First Lady's Madison visit will begin with a tour and listening session to highlight the importance of early detection and improving access to cancer screenings, according to the White House. Jill Biden will be joined in the tour by Tammy Baldwin, who's up for re-election next year. Unopposed currently. The tour is part of the White House Cancer Moonshot, a national effort to prevent cancer deaths, first launched when Joe Biden was vice president. And Joe Biden, in this case, will then speak at an educator Apparently, one of my educators didn't do a very good job. Educator Appreciation Event with National Education and American Federation of Teachers. In the evening, Biden is scheduled to attend and speak at a political finance event with Tammy Baldwin. Going to help her raise some money, Dom. And Baldwin is seeking a third term in the Senate, is yet to draw a high-profile Republican challenger. Banking mogul Eric Hoad v. Franklin businessman Scott Mayer and former Milwaukee County Sheriff David N. Clark Jr. are considering bids. And University of Stevens Point student announced the campaign earlier this month. They don't even name her. She's got to qualify for the ballot first. Then they'll give her a name, I suppose, Dom. Who do you like? I realized the Eric Hoad v. for Senate sign. It's not on Highway 51. I think I misinformed the audience. It's 3990 coming south. But, yeah, it's maybe an hour south of Wausau. Just this random sign for Eric Hoad v. out by
just
the interstate.
Just one sign.
One,
you know, it's,
lonely
it's
sign.
Gotta be. It's got to be tough. You know, Tammy's obviously a strong incumbent. And they're, you know, Donald Trump is right now looking like he's going to be the top of the ticket, and he's going to get blown away in a general if that comes to fruition. And anybody who, you know, signs on for that is also going to get, you know, some shrapnel from Donald Trump being at the top of the ticket. It's going to be terrible. Donald Trump, if on the ballot, will get his ass handed to him, as will all the down ballot Republicans.
Dominic, I can't.
Why would you want to even exercise that crappy job?
Dominic, I can't wait to lay out some of the mathiness that I've done for our audience. Myself and the Washington Post, they did a little, let's call it journalism themselves. We'll just lay out some of Trump's trials and the electoral calendar, and it's going to get really ugly out there this spring. I can't wait, Dom.
I mean, it's coming.
May you live in interesting times. These are going to be the most interesting times in American political history, like the first week of March. It's going to get crazy up in here. I'm just saying.
And there's other I mean, obviously, there's events and calendars leading up to that. There, you know, motions have to be in by and yada yada. So there's other dates culminating in the trial starting on March 4th. So it's going to get real interesting. Hell, Mark Meadows testified today.
That was sort of a mini trial, they described it as. Dom, maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more in the happy hour. You can join us here at 844-967-2789. But we promised coverage of Rojo, Dom. Well, last week, and I apologize to you and the audience, got a little busy doing a little business of civic media, and I was not able to attend the Ron Johnson press conference in Madison on Friday, held at the Urban League. Because apparently Ron was putting his foot in it in a couple of different ways. Or maybe he was saying exactly what he meant to say. Right? Because these are his positions. The headline over at the Journal Sentinel, Johnson says Wisconsin fake electors should not face charges for political activity. Well, it's... How self-exonerating of the senator to hold this opinion.
Well, I mean, that would be fine if that political activity, if you know, it involves something else besides fraud. Just suggesting that maybe it wasn't political activity, Ron.
Dom, I want to follow this piece up with the Jennifer Rubin piece on John Eastman, the lawyer, you know, the Eastman memo. And Eastman's up on disbarment in California currently. And the let's just say the prosecutor of the disbarment has laid out the case against the lawyers that represented the fake elector scheme. But let's talk about this one for just a minute. Here in Wisconsin, Dom, 10 Republicans who signed paperwork claim to be electors for Donald Trump in 2020 after he lost re-election should not face criminal charges.
No.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said Friday. The Republican senators, senator, I know it's hard for me to say, described the actions by the group of Wisconsin Republicans as, air quotes, political activity. He made his comments a day after the former president was arrested in Fulton County, Georgia, on charges that he attempted to overturn the 2020 election results in the state. The fourth criminal case he faces while campaigning for a second term in the White House.
And I'm curious to know if Ron Johnson would think that what Trump did in Georgia, resulting in this fourth criminal case, if Donald Trump was just, you know, exercising his political activity.
Oh, absolutely. That is his attitude, Dom. I mean, I've heard the guy enough on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. Ron's on it every day. Every day. I've heard him all around the dial. But anyways, a little bit more here. The group of Wisconsin Republicans who signed the fake elector paperwork are not facing criminal charges. Yep. But Democratic Governor Tony Evers said earlier this month, those participants in the fake elector scheme should be held accountable. Here's a quote from Rojo to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The fact that we're criminalizing political activity, that's a danger to our democracy. It shouldn't happen. Says the man that was willing to, what?
Engage in political activity by taking, what, some of those fraudulent elector documents and handing them off to the vice president at the time, Pence.
Contradicting the will of Wisconsin voters in Michigan for good measure. Johnson said the use of alternative electors was nothing new, referencing a situation where Democrats in Hawaii submitted alternative electors in 1960's presidential election, despite a certification that Republican Richard Nixon won the state. However, the 1960 race in Hawaii was still undergoing a recount at the time of the certification that eventually found Democrat John Kennedy won the state over Nixon by a margin of about 100 votes, according to the New York Times. This is different than the 2020 election, when Wisconsin and other competitive states that narrowly voted for Biden had already completed recounts, cementing his victory in the state. That doesn't bother Ron much. Here's one more quote, Dom. It's a way to preserve a legal position. Should courts rule that there were issues in the election, Democrats have done this, Republicans have done this, Johnson said. Dom, I'm not clear that they have.
Oh, he must be referring to Hawaii, which, of course, is not a comparable situation. Continuing on, Johnson also said he's not been subpoenaed in a federal grand jury investigation into Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election result. The group of GOP electors were at the center of the indictment handed down on August 2nd. Johnson was not mentioned by name in the indictment, but the document mentions an incident in 2021 involving one of his aides texting a staffer to former Vice President Mike Pence, informing him Johnson wanted to hand Pence the votes from fake electors in Wisconsin and Michigan. You know, just political activity, Crudy. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin said earlier this month that there should be some level of accountability for those who participated in the plot. There has to be accountability for perpetuating the big lie, she said in the Port Washington. We know who won the election in Wisconsin. The folks who oversee the election said it was the most secure election we ever had. While Michigan's attorney general has charged the state's false electors, Democratic Attorney General Josh Call has not said whether the state is looking into charging Wisconsin's fake electors. That group includes Wisconsin, a Republican Wisconsin Election Commission appointee, Bob Spindell, and Andrew Hitt, then the chairman of the state Republican Party. A jury trial in a civil lawsuit against the Republican fake electors will take place in a Dane County Circuit Court in September of 2024, just before the presidential election. Lots of things to put on your calendars, folks, between now and Election Day.
844-967-2789. A couple of text contributions on the app text line, Dom. Here's one from Mark in the Sack. Is confession good for the soul, Ron Johnson? Question mark. This is, after all you did, might have been better to remain silent, and then all caps, than to remove all doubt. Hardy, har, har. And then Jeff from Shorewood, who is an attorney, as he pointed out to us. We met Jeff the other night. Nice meeting you, Jeff. Criminal and political activities are not mutually exclusive. Could be political and criminal, for F's sake. 844-967-2789. Let's get to the phones, Dom. Our fair audience. We love talking to you. Start with you today, Ralph from Milwaukee. Welcome, Ralph. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ralph.
Good afternoon, guys. I just wanted to acknowledge Senator Tammy showing up yesterday at Mexican Fiesta and spending time with us there. I thought it was great, and I think she does a dynamic job and so many good things for Wisconsin compared to Rojo, who tries to just get his campaign donation money back. And so it was just a shout-out I wanted to give for Senator Tammy, and I hope she keeps up the good work, and 2024 would be no problem.
Well, I think she's nearly unbeatable, Ralph. Did she speak yesterday at the Mexican Fiesta Fest?
No, she was flirting with the people there in attendance.
We call that campaigning.
Yes, well, I didn't want to make it that.
It's official. Only flirting when Dom does it.
Yeah, and I've only seen that at the Roman coin, so that'll never happen. So
I can't Ralph. Help it, Ralph. It's in me. That's awesome. Thank you for the update. Glad to hear Tammy out with the people, hanging out, showing some love. She's looking strong, Ralph, and hopefully she'll roll over whoever the Republicans decide to send up against her.
And she'll be campaigning with Jill Biden in Madison and raising a few does, few Finskies perhaps for the cause. 844-967-2789. Sharky calling in from Racine, listening on WRJN perhaps. Welcome, Sharky. What do you got for us?
Hey, Sharky.
Good evening, you guys. Hey, thanks for the coverage. Thanks for the product. I love it. I really appreciate this chance.
Right,
I don't want to take out much of your thunder, but as I'm listening to you guys with all this back and forth, the Johnsons and the electors and everything, even though it was much smaller scale, it just comes back to mind back when the Walker days, the Voss days, and all them shenanigans that they pulled when they were pushing the gerrymandering sort of districts, and how they hid. They hired their attorneys. They moved them from a special place in the Capitol to a special place out of the Capitol and hiding, while they got all their computers going and all their this and all their that and all their advice, and it was like so dirty. And to this day, to my knowledge, they're still missing. Documents, hard drives, things disappeared real fast after they got caught with the site that they secretly left, from the Capitol to the decision-making process, Mr. Walker and party. But it's disgusting. Nothing's changed, but it got worse.
Sharky, you're right. It has gotten worse under the current Republicans. Come back, more devils. It just gets better.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. 60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we were talking about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, former friend of this product. Rojo, tried to once again minimize the activities of the January 6th and the fake electors. And of course, he's got a little, let's just say, insurrectionist blood on his hands. If not directly, certainly he was willing to, let's just say, be the vessel of delivery. But Ron also came out and said Janet Protasiewicz, newly impaneled Supreme Court Justice, liberal, won by 11 points, she should recuse. Shouldn't rule on the gerrymandering. Because she said the maps are rigged. She showed an opinion. Now, I would say every Federalist selected for the U.S. Supreme Court and every conservative, will-loving candidate that has run for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, they've all shown their true colors in one shape or form. But they maybe just didn't blab it out quite as clearly as Protasiewicz might have. But the threat from LeMahieu, well, more so from Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, Republican leader, well, if she doesn't vote right, or more accurately, if she being Protasiewicz doesn't recuse, well, then we might have to impeach her. And I also saw the former president over the weekend says it's time to impeach Joe Biden because they did it to me. So this will be the newest tool of the Republicans, right? And I would point out, you don't hear him talking much about policy, but you hear a lot about defunding the investigations of Donald Trump, impeach Supreme Court justices that would have the temerity to express a public opinion on what they think of the very rigged, most partisan maps in the nation, the ones that we live under, the ones that diminish democracy, small d democracy here in the state of Wisconsin. Because when you have a two-thirds supermajority predicated on a minority vote here in the state of Wisconsin, that is rule, tyrannical rule of the minority, I would say. And sure, you recast the maps, and that doesn't mean it's all Democratic rule forever. But come on, man, you say you got better candidates and better ideas. Time to prove it. And I think this is a stunt that's going to backfire on these Republicans, Tom. A, do I think that Robin Voss would execute on a plan to go after a Supreme Court justice? Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think you're going to see this play out starting tomorrow with Megan Wolf, with the leader of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Of course, her only crime is try to uphold sanity during a freaking coronavirus pandemic in the face of the big lie, the rigging of the election, right? Because her only crime was trying to uphold the truth in the state of Wisconsin. These Republicans are not governing predicated on truth anymore. And I tell you what, you get in their way, they're going to steamroll you. So Janet Protasiewicz, I have every thought that Robin Voss will carry through on his threat. And I hope there is a political price to pay for that. But I think they got the hubris, Tom. I think they'll go after it because there is no way Robin Voss remains the Speaker of the Assembly with fair maps.
Well, that's interesting. We just talked about the Wisconsin Legislative Council that said, hey, no, you got to have four, not three. Three is not four.
It's to remove four. Megan Wolf as the yes. head of the Wisconsin Elections
Commission. Oh, I mean, and so how are they going to try to remove her? They don't have the legal authority to do so. She's not even showing up tomorrow. So
well, they're going to take up her nomination and then decline to confirm her for renomination to the position. And despite the fact that she hasn't actually been nominated, they're going to accept the nomination and then decline to confirm the nomination and effectively try to uproot her from this position for partisan end. Because she's sure, done nothing wrong, of course, except try to do her job with character and integrity and morals.
How many recounts did we have? Hell, they did a recount in Milwaukee County. Biden got more votes.
Well, they don't talk
Wisconsin
about that.
Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, the Wisconsin Legislative Bureau. I mean, lots of people have looked. I mean, hell, Trump paid for recounts, right?
Yeah, but what did Trump say the other night in the interview with Tucker Rhymes with Tucker Carlson? Well they know in Wisconsin.
We've seen. That's fine. You can follow the ramblings of a lunatic mind if that's what you want to do. But those are not the facts. And the facts are all the recounts, all the efforts conservatives are saying, this is all bunk, folks. We know this. You know that. You want to take a line from Trump? I know it, and you know it. And if tomorrow the Wisconsin legislature somehow tries to take Megan Wolf out of her job,
they will.
With knowing that they only have, that they didn't have the votes necessary, the ruling that they think they had is incorrect, is wrong, is not lawful, well, then they continue to perpetuate unlawfulness. Of course, that won't stand. So anyone's going to go to the Supreme Court. It's going to go to court. You're going to lose again. You're going to continue to lose. Why? Because they know. They know, Crudy. If it's even close to even, they don't have the candidates and they don't have the policies. If they did, they'd be rolling them out right now. Where's your candidate to take on Senator Tammy Baldwin? What's your policy to advance, to move Wisconsin forward? Republicans taking out Megan Wolf?
Well, that and impeaching Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, because that's how
policy.
You preserve the power. You preserve the power by using any means necessary to block the change, right? They're conserving the current maps, Dom. They're being real conservatives. 844-967-2789. Let's try to sneak one or two more in. Bill from Oconomowoc, appreciate your patience.
Hey, Bill.
Good afternoon. Say, as far as Rojo goes, I think somebody ought to knock on his door. In fact, I may, or I'd like to, and say, Rojo, you got two choices. You're an illegal politician, according to the 14th Amendment, Section 3, which states if you willingly and knowingly participate, aid and abet an insurrection against the country, you are no longer qualified for office. So that disqualifies Rojo and probably Fly Robin Fly Voss. All the rest, they're illegal, and I think we give them a choice. Resign or face prosecution. I think it's time for the Democrats to grow a spine and get right in their face and say, guys, you got two choices. Either quit or we're coming after you. It's in the Constitution, again, 14th Amendment, Section 3. It states it very clearly. They have two choices, resign or be prosecuted. I think that's it.
Bill, I swear you're trying to steal Mark from the Sax Thunder. He's been hammering that one for a long time. A couple of the text lines. Janet can recuse if Hagedorn does too. Hagee was involved in making these maps back when they were made. Here's another one. I am so ready for the candidacy of Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. Bring it on. Sorry, that's disgraced former Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. to you. You serious, Clark?
And George, this time in America.
Come back with us. More of your calls, a happier, happy hour, a Mathy Monday edition. And Dom, the case against Johnny Eastman. It's really damning. We'll lay it out for you next.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day. Or still going to give it all I can. Or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever.
But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever, locally grown radio.